All right, let's dive in. Today, we're looking at intelligent automation.
Okay.
Specifically, we've got some stuff here from Mystex,
Right.
some documentation that they provided in a pitch deck,
Right.
and we're going to be exploring how this platform claims to kind of solve this
Yeah.
challenge that a lot of businesses face, which is that gap between like a great idea and then how it actually gets executed by IT.
Yeah, it's a problem. It
Yeah.
can cost companies a lot in terms of time and money
Totally.
and, missed opportunities. And Mysex is positioning themselves as that missing link using AI and domain-driven design
Right.
to bring business and IT
Okay.
together. And
Yeah.
they even use this pizzeria analogy, which I think we'll get into.
Oh, cool. I love a good analogy. So let's start with the lost in translation issue that Mystex highlights. They're arguing that this like miscommunication between the business stakeholders and IT is at the heart of a lot of project failures.
Absolutely.
Have you seen this play out in the real world?
Oh yeah, for sure. One example that Mystex actually mentions in their own materials is Van Nature.
Okay.
They're a Dutch organic food delivery company.
Interesting.
And they were really struggling with manual order processing,
Right.
and they needed a more efficient system. And so they initially tried to build a custom solution, but it just quickly became too complex
Yeah.
and too expensive.
Pretty
And
sensitive.
this really resonates with those classic pain points of unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
Scope creep.
Totally. It's like that game of telephone we played as kids, where
Exactly.
like the original message gets so distorted along the way.
Yeah, exactly.
But Mystex is suggesting that like solutions to this problem actually already exist,
Right.
going as far back as the 1970s,
Yeah.
with structured methodologies like domain-driven design or DDD.
Yeah.
So what's the catch? Why hasn't DDD solved everything?
Well, DDD can be
Yeah.
quite complex to implement,
Right.
especially for businesses without dedicated IT
That
expertise.
makes sense.
It requires a real shift in thinking
Yeah.
and a commitment to collaboration
Yeah.
that not all organizations are prepared for.
Yeah.
And Mystex claims to make GDD accessible to everyone by incorporating it into their platform.
So they're basically packaging a complex methodology into a user-friendly tool. Okay, that's a bold claim.
It is.
Let's dig into how they approach this.
Okay.
Mystex is a big advocate for biz DevOps, right?
This biz DevOps is a
Yeah.
key part of their philosophy.
Okay.
It really emphasizes that communication and collaboration
Right.
between business development and operations teams
Uh-huh.
throughout that whole software development lifecycle.
Okay.
And this aligns really well with Mystex's
Yeah.
overall goal of breaking down silos
Right.
between those business visionaries
Yeah.
and the IT folks who bring those visions to life.
They even compare biz DevOps to a construction project where the architect represents the business and they have the vision. The builders are the developers who actually execute that vision.
Right.
And then you have the operations team who make sure everything runs smoothly
Yeah.
once the building is complete.
It's an interesting analogy.
Yeah.
But the success of any construction project
Totally.
hinges on that shared understanding of the blueprints.
Right.
And that's where Mystex's emphasis on domains comes in.
Okay, so they're using this concept of domains to
Yes.
break down these complex business systems into these manageable chunks.
Exactly.
And this is where that pizzeria example comes into play.
Yes.
They suggest visualizing your business like a theme park. And each section of that theme park, like Adventureland or the food court, represents a different domain.
Exactly. And each domain
Okay.
has its own unique set of products, services, and processes.
Okay.
So think about the pizza restaurant within that theme park.
Okay.
It has domains like sales, production,
Got it.
and delivery.
Okay, so under the delivery domain, you might have a delivery planning product,
Exactly.
which is realized by a specific process, like plan online order delivery.
Yes.
Okay, so this hierarchical structure is aiming to create what they call a ubiquitous language, which ensures that everyone understands the terminology.
Exactly. This is crucial for effective communication.
Yeah.
It's like having a shared dictionary
Right.
that everyone can refer to. No
Totally.
more misinterpretations or assumptions.
Awesome. All right, so we're starting to see how Mystex is trying to create that shared understanding.
Right.
But how does this actually translate into building software? They mention using something called BPMN.
Yeah, BPMN stands for Business Process Model and Notation,
Okay.
and is a standardized way to visually represent processes,
Okay.
like a flowchart on steroids.
Got it.
Think of it as a visual language that bridges the gap between business requirements and that technical implementation.
So it's taking that ubiquitous language and like visualizing it.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. And they even claim that their platform can generate these BPM and diagrams.
I know, it's pretty amazing.
From simple text prompts using AI.
Yeah.
That sounds incredibly powerful if it works as advertised.
It's definitely a compelling feature.
Yeah.
Especially for businesses who might be intimidated by the technicalities of BPMN.
Right.
It really democratizes process modeling.
Okay.
Making it much more accessible.
That makes sense.
But the real test lies in the accuracy and practicality of those AI-generated diagrams.
Right.
It's crucial that they accurately reflect the nuances of that business process, or they could lead to more problems down the line.
That's a great point. It's important to remember that AI is a tool.
Absolutely.
And its effectiveness really depends on how it's used.
Yeah.
But beyond visualization,
right.
MyStex also focuses on defining roles and responsibilities within each process.
Yes.
And they use the example of the plan online order delivery process in their pizzeria model.
Yes. They show how the delivery worker and the planning system interact within that process. And this level of clarity is essential, especially as businesses rely more and more on automated systems.
Right.
By clearly defining who or what is responsible for each step.
Makes sense.
MyStex aims to eliminate ambiguity and streamline execution.
Okay, cool. This also ties into their emphasis on data transparency.
Yeah.
They highlight how their platform tracks data access points within each process. Why is this such a big deal in their view?
Well, data transparency is becoming increasingly critical for several reasons.
Okay.
First, it's essential for compliance with regulations like GDPR.
Right.
Businesses need to know where their data is stored, how it's used, and who has access to it.
Sure.
Second, data transparency is fundamental for informed decision making.
Okay.
If you can track how data flows through your processes, you can identify bottlenecks, optimize workflows, and gain valuable insights into your operations.
So it's not just about automating tasks.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the data behind those tasks.
Yes.
And using that knowledge to improve.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about the automation itself.
Okay.
MyStex seems to take this kind of layered approach,
mm-hmm.
combining human interaction, pre-built automation tasks, and AI.
Precisely. They don't see automation as a complete replacement for humans, but rather as a way to augment human capabilities and free up time for more strategic work.
Right.
And their process engine specs orchestrates this interplay between humans and automated systems.
Well, they compare specs to an air traffic control tower, ensuring the smooth flow of all these different elements.
Uh-huh.
But this raises an interesting question for me. How much control do users actually have?
That's a great question.
Over this automation?
Yeah.
Some platforms essentially become black boxes.
Right.
Where you just input data and hope for the best.
Yeah. And that's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And MyStex seems to address it by emphasizing transparency and control.
Okay.
They claim that users have full visibility into how their processes are running and where their data is going.
Gotcha.
And this is crucial for maintaining trust.
Right.
And ensuring that the automation aligns with the business's goals and values.
Transparency builds confidence.
Absolutely.
So MyStex lays out a five-step approach to intelligent automation.
Yeah.
And at the heart of it is this concept of a living digital twin of the business.
Uh-huh.
Can you unpack that for us?
Okay. So think of it as a dynamic, always updating model of your business processes.
Okay.
This digital twin allows you to visualize,
mm-hmm.
analyze, and optimize your operations in real time.
Wow.
It captures the complexity of your business,
including
how different processes interact and how data flows between them.
That's a lot.
And as your business evolves,
so
does the digital twin,
ensuring
that your automation strategy remains relevant and effective.
So MyStex claims that companies like Menzies,
a
Dutch healthcare insurer, have used their platform to streamline complex processes and improve efficiency. But are these success stories verifiable?
It's always wise to approach vendor claims with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Sure.
While case studies can be compelling.
Yeah.
Independent verification is crucial.
Good point.
Yeah.
Another concern is the potential impact on jobs.
Right.
Automation often raises these fears of job displacement.
Uh-huh.
Does MyStex address this at all?
Well, while they don't explicitly address job displacement in the material you provided, it's a crucial consideration for any business implementing automation.
Yeah.
A successful implementation should really focus on upskilling employees
right.
and redeploying them to roles that leverage their human skills and creativity.
That's a really important point.
Yeah.
Automation should augment human capabilities, not replace them entirely.
Exactly.
So what are the key takeaways for you when you look at MyStex's overall approach?
Well, they've definitely identified a genuine problem.
Okay.
The disconnect between business vision and IT execution. Yeah. And their attempt to bridge this gap through domain-driven design,
right,
clear process modeling, and a focus on data transparency is commendable.
Yeah.
However, a deeper dive into their actual implementation,
okay,
including the efficacy of their AI features and the long-term implications of their platform,
right,
would be needed for a complete assessment.
That makes sense. So it seems like MyStex is trying to provide this comprehensive solution.
Yes.
But as you said, the devil is in the details.
Yeah.
For our listeners, this raises some important questions.
Absolutely.
As they consider the potential of intelligent automation for their own business.
Right.
What are some key things you would advise our listeners to consider as they explore MyStex further?
Well, first, I would recommend looking beyond the pizzeria analogy and delving into real-world case studies.
Makes sense.
How has MyStex been implemented in businesses similar to yours?
Right.
What were the results?
Yeah.
Were there any unforeseen challenges?
It's great advice. Don't just take their word for it. See how it's actually played out in practice.
Right.
What else?
Second,
right,
I'd encourage you to consider the long-term implications of adopting this platform.
Okay.
How does it integrate with your existing systems?
Right.
What kind of support and training does MyStex provide?
Yeah.
And perhaps most importantly, how does it empower your employees to adapt to a more automated environment?
Those are all critical questions. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of new technology.
Yeah.
But a successful implementation requires careful planning and consideration.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's also crucial to remember that no platform is a magic bullet.
Right.
MyStex might offer powerful tools.
Yeah.
But it's ultimately up to you to define your automation strategy and ensure that it aligns with your overall business objectives.
So could MyStex be the missing piece you've been searching for?
That's a great question.
That's for you to decide.
Yeah.
But regardless of whether you choose MyStex or another solution, this deep dive has hopefully provided you with a framework for thinking about intelligent automation.
Exactly.
And its potential to transform your business.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, it's about leveraging technology to streamline your operations, empower your employees, and unlock new possibilities for growth and innovation.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thank you.
Into the world of intelligent automation.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful, and we'll catch you next time.
See you later.
All right. So we're starting to see how MyStex is trying to create that shared understanding.
Right.
But how does this actually translate into building software?
Yeah.
They mention using something called BPMN.
Yeah. So BPMN stands for Business Process Model and Notation.
Okay.
And it's basically a standardized way to visually represent processes.
Okay.
Like a flowchart on steroids.
Okay.
You can think of it as like a visual language that bridges the gap between those business requirements and the technical implementation.
So it's taking that ubiquitous language and like visualizing it?
Exactly.
Okay, cool. And they even claim that their platform can generate these BPMN diagrams.
I know, it's pretty amazing.
From simple text prompts using AI.
Yeah.
That sounds incredibly powerful if it works as advertised.
It's certainly a compelling feature.
Yeah.
Especially for businesses who might be a little intimidated by the technicalities of BPMN.
Right.
It really democratizes process modeling.
Okay.
Making it much more accessible.
That makes sense. But the real test lies in the accuracy and practicality of these AI-generated diagrams.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It's crucial that they actually reflect the nuances of that business process.
Yeah, or they could lead to even more problems down the line.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's important to remember that AI is a tool.
Absolutely.
And its effectiveness really depends on how it's used.
For sure.
But beyond visualization,
right,
MyStex also focuses on defining roles and responsibilities within each process.
And they use the example of the plan online order delivery process in their pizzeria model.
Yes. They show how the delivery worker and the planning system interact within that process.
Got it.
And this level of clarity is essential.
Yeah.
Especially as businesses rely more and more on these automated systems.
Right.
By clearly defining who or what is responsible for each step.
Makes sense.
MyStex aims to eliminate ambiguity and streamline execution.
Okay, cool. This also ties into their emphasis on data transparency.
Yeah.
They highlight how their platform tracks data access points
right.
within each process. Why is this such a big deal in their view?
Well, data transparency is becoming increasingly critical for several reasons.
Okay.
First, it's essential for compliance with regulations like GDPR.
Right.
Businesses need to know where their data is stored, right. how it's used, and who has access to it.
Sure.
Second, data transparency is fundamental for informed decision making.
Okay.
If you can track how data flows through your processes,
you can identify bottlenecks, optimize workflows,
right.
and gain valuable insights into your operations.
So it's not just about automating tasks.
It's about
understanding the data behind those tasks
yes.
and using that knowledge to improve.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about the automation itself.
Okay.
My stack seems to take this kind of layered approach,
mm-hmm.
combining human interaction, pre-built automation tasks, and AI.
Precisely. They don't see automation as a complete replacement for humans,
okay.
but rather as a way to augment human capabilities
yeah.
and free up time for more strategic work.
Right.
Their process engine specs orchestrates this interplay
okay.
between humans and automated systems.
So they compare specs to an air traffic control tower,
yeah.
ensuring the smooth flow of all these different elements.
Uh-huh.
But this raises an interesting question for me.
Yeah.
How much control do users actually have?
That's a great question.
Over this automation. Some platforms essentially become black boxes
right.
where you just input data and hope for the best.
Yeah, and that's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And MyStacks seems to address it by emphasizing transparency and control.
Okay.
They claim that users have full visibility into how their processes are running
mm-hmm.
and where their data is going.
Gotcha.
And this is crucial for maintaining trust
right.
and ensuring that the automation aligns with the business's goals and values.
Transparency builds confidence.
Absolutely.
So MyStacks lays out a 5-step approach to intelligent automation.
Yeah.
And at the heart of it is this concept of a living digital twin of the business.
Uh-huh.
Can you unpack that for us?
Yeah. So think of it as a dynamic, always updating model of your business processes.
Right.
This digital twin allows you to visualize,
mm-hmm.
analyze, and optimize your operations in real time.
Wow.
It captures the complexity of your business,
sure.
including how different processes interact and how data flows between them.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And as your business evolves,
right.
so does the digital twin,
oh.
ensuring that your automation strategy remains relevant and effective.
So MyStacks claims that companies like Menzies,
yeah.
a Dutch healthcare insurer,
right.
have used their platform to streamline complex processes and improve efficiency.
Yeah.
But are these success stories verifiable?
Well, it's always wise to approach vendor claims with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Sure.
While case studies can be compelling,
yeah.
independent verification is crucial.
Okay, good point. Another concern is the potential impact on jobs.
Right.
Automation often raises these fears of job displacement.
Uh-huh.
Does MyStacks address this at all?
Well, while they don't explicitly address job displacement in the material you provided,
okay.
it's a crucial consideration for any business implementing automation.
Yeah.
A successful implementation should really focus on upskilling employees.
Right.
And redeploying them to roles that leverage their human skills and creativity.
That's a really important point.
Yeah.
Automation should augment human capabilities, not replace them entirely.
Exactly.
So what are the key takeaways for you when you look at MyStacks' overall approach?
They've definitely identified a genuine problem.
Okay.
That disconnect between business vision and IT execution.
Mm.
And their attempt to bridge this gap through domain-driven design,
right.
clear process modeling, and a focus on data transparency is commendable.
Yeah.
However, a deeper dive into their actual implementation,
okay.
including the efficacy of their AI features,
right.
and the long-term implications of their platform would be needed
right.
for a complete assessment.
Yeah, it seems like MyStacks is really trying to provide this like comprehensive solution.
Yeah.
But as you said, the devil is in the details.
For sure.
And for our listeners out there, this raises some important questions
right.
as they consider the potential of intelligent automation for their own businesses.
Absolutely.
What are some key things that you would advise our listeners to consider as they explore MyStacks further?
Okay, well, first I'd recommend looking beyond that pizzeria analogy
okay.
and really delving into some real-world case studies.
Okay.
How has MyStacks actually been implemented in businesses that are similar to yours?
Right.
What were the results? Were there any unforeseen challenges?
That's great advice. Don't just take their word for it.
Yeah.
See how it's actually played out in practice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Second, I'd encourage you to really consider those long-term implications of adopting this platform.
Sure.
How does it integrate with your existing systems?
Right.
What kind of support and training does MyStex actually provide?
Yeah.
And perhaps most importantly, how does it actually empower your employees to adapt to a more automated environment?
Those are all really critical questions. It's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of new technology.
That is.
But a successful implementation requires careful planning and consideration.
Absolutely. And it's also crucial to remember that no platform is like a magic bullet.
Right.
MyStex might offer powerful tools, but it's ultimately up to you to define your automation strategy and make sure that it aligns with your overall business objectives.
So could MyStex be the missing piece you've been searching for?
That's a great question.
That's for you to decide.
Yeah.
But regardless of whether you choose MyStex or another solution,
right,
this deep dive has hopefully provided you with a framework for thinking about intelligent automation.
For sure.
And its potential to transform your business.
Yeah. Ultimately, it's about leveraging technology to streamline those operations.
Yeah.
Empower your employees and unlock those new possibilities for growth and innovation.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
Into the world of intelligent automation.
Absolutely.
We hope you found it insightful, and we'll catch you next time.
Sounds good.